Hi, Jane.
Okay, that was crazy. So we have Emily here. Emily, say hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Emily. So Emily's helping out with the call. So thank you, everybody. Hi, everyone. And it always sounds like the birds when we do that. Wow. So I heard some places you were from, but I know it's from all over the country, the U.S., and some places around the world. So thank you very much for joining us tonight. And I hope you're enjoying A Day in the Spirit World, which was a course which was completely channeled by the Spirit. And I was actually sitting in my office and with Emily, and we're trying to think of a course that people would like, and all of a sudden the Spirit said, do a day with us. I'm like, what? A day in the Spirit World. I said, oh, that's a great idea. Trying to see the world from Spirit point of view than from the human point of view, because so many people think from our perspective instead of their perspective. So that's how that started, and it really was, they just took me away. I went to a light trance, and they really just channeled that through me. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and you've had some success with that, and it's yours forever, and you can do it over and over again, and the more you're able to work with the level of changing your perception and just surrendering yourself, the easier it is to receive impressions, feelings, and emotions from those in the light world. So I thought we'd start off with a little bit of a prayer, a process for you that you can use, which is very similar to the class, but another way in, I guess we could say that, for you to use any time for you to access the spirit world, and also to know that they're always around you. The number one thing I want to tell you all is you have to be very, very aware, be mindful that you have to come from the heart space, not the head space. When you think too much, when you overanalyze and have a critical mindset, you're really blocking the energy. You're blocking things from happening. You're trying too hard. And whether it's in my demonstrations and presentations and one-on-one readings, when someone sits there and said, come to me, I got to see you, and they try to control it and really try to have the Spirit right there at their demand, it's not going to happen. And the reason why is because we are all energy. And with your thought energy, you're actually sending out a block. You're trying to control the situation by come to me, controlling this energy, and you're putting a blocking energy. But if you can surrender and be very receptive, that has the opposite effect. So the more receptive, the more, I call it softening your energy field, that you can be, the easier it is for them to slip into your space around you and for you to receive them and be as one. The more you can sense of being as one, then really it'll be easier for you to make that contact. So that's what I want to just point that out. So I'd like to start you now in a process which I do quite often, is very successful, as long as you just go for the ride. And that's what I say, just go for the ride. And a lot of you are, because you've taken this course, and you have to have a little bit of you, like an adventuresome person, and really just have an experience. That's what we're going to do. So I'm just going to ask you all just to close your eyes wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, whether at home, at the office, in your car, wherever you are, on your cell phone, your home phone, on your computer, and just close your eyes wherever you are. And I'm just going to work with you on just working with the breath. The breath is really, as we've known in the class, really does help guide us, and it helps us open up, it helps us relax. It's nature's way to bring us back to center, to bring balance into our awareness. Yeah? So we're just going to breathe in, and as we breathe in, I just want you to imagine that you are a brilliant light. And a light, I was thinking about this today, kind of a light of, if we go underwater, and there's a light that shines, or there's coral down there that illuminates. There's a luminosity with some of the coral, some of the life down under the sea. That's the kind of light I'm talking about. A beautiful luminosity. A luminosity which is not necessarily sunlight, but it's an inner light. It's an inner luminosity. So every time you inhale, just imagine, send out a beautiful thought. That you are just going to become one with this luminosity, the inner luminosity, sending out this thought, this intention. And as you exhale, just let it just expand, the energy expand all around you, just filling up the room. So inhale, you're going to be awareness that you are this luminous light. So inhale from the heart out, and exhale, waves of luminous light, whether it's pearl white, milky white, golden light white, any kind of beautiful light, luminous light. Okay. Inhale. And exhale. And send your energy all around the room, all around you in that space. Very good. All around you. Great. And larger and expansive. There's no limitations. And inhale. That beautiful light, giving yourself luminosity, and exhale, expanding that light all around you, in the atmosphere all around you. And just now on your own rhythm of breath, inhale and exhale, becoming aware that you are this lovely light, this luminous light, waves of light. As you exhale, just go out into the ethers, out into those far reaches of space and time and places, places that are hidden, places that are not seen by the human eye. And as you send out this beacon of light, just being in your heart, being who you are, in your inner awareness, inner luminosity, there is one being, one, don't even think of who it's going to be. Let them come to you. So as you're sitting, lying down, wherever you are listening to this, just be aware of your space all around you, this atmosphere, this luminosity. What color is the light? What color is this luminosity? If you had to describe it in some human words, in some human descriptions, what would you describe it like? How would you describe it? Does it feel more, this light? Do you get a sensation of emotion as you connect with this luminous part of yourself? Good. As you do that, I want you to send this beautiful luminous space that you're in, heart energy, energy from your heart, the soul energy. The soul is tucked neatly behind the heart. And I just want you to send out love. So sending out love into this luminous field of light, the energy of love, balance, harmony, kindness, oneness, connection with source, lighter and brighter. Good. And you'll probably feel it now. That feeling of pure love, doesn't matter what anybody else's thoughts about you. You are perfect just the way you are. For you are a soul that has chosen to come back here. And you matter. You are an intricate part to the scheme of this time and place on Earth. Just know that. And your love will teach you that. And as you become aware of this beautiful space around you, this luminosity, this loving vibration, it sends out a beacon to the ethers, the worlds around you, and gives a place for those in the spirit world to come close to you. And just as you sit in this space of luminosity and love, just be aware that there is one individual, one spirit person who comes behind you. And don't think of who it is. Let them tell you who it is. Let them tell you who it is. And whoever it is, just welcome a dear spirit friend. Whoever it is, let them come. There is a great need from them, and they need to come to you now. And just as you become aware of this luminous space, this being of light, this spirit person stands behind you, and feel their energy all around you. Feel the slight, subtle difference from your energy to their energy. What does it feel like? That subtle, sensitive difference there, that lightness. What do they bring to your energy field? How do they change your energy field? What do they bring in to this atmosphere? Do you feel their love? How would you describe their love? Does it feel like a father, a mother, a partner of yours, a child, an animal, a relative, a friend? Someone who personally knows you, what does it feel like their love for you? And as you connect with the love from that being, that's all you're going to connect with is that love. There is a word, there is a message, there is something that they need for you to know as they step close into your energy field. Let them now just give that to you in your mind, for mind to mind. Communication is how the spirit works with us. And listen to what they say. And just become mindful as they say these words. You feel the energy behind the words, and that becomes a wonderful connecting point for you that will help you to reference when they are in your space in the future. Good. And the more you can surrender and let them come close to you in that space, the more receptive you are, the more words, the more feelings they can share. And notice what happens as you step out of the way and you surrender. You let go of worry. You let go of critique. You let go of criticism and judgment. You give them much more space to come in and share this space with you. Good. And now thank them for being in this space and sharing that with us. And take a deep breath. Come back into your heart and exhale. One more deep breath into the heart and exhale. And just the last one, fully back into the body, and inhale and exhale. And open up your eyes. Put your arms up, wiggle your fingers, and feel the love of everyone in this room on this phone call. Everyone is listening, and feel the oneness that we're all connected with, source energy. Okay, hello everyone. Okay, hi Emily, I'm here now.
Hi, sounded hi. Awesome.
Wasn't that awesome? That was spirit guided. I didn't know what was going to happen, as I always do, and they just take my hand and they bring us around. It's great, right? And now everyone listening who's taken the course, share it with friends of yours, tell them about it, how they can be in the world of the spirit for one day, because a lot of people will be helped a lot by this. And one of my friends, Olivia, passed away the day this course came out, and she was a good friend who we sat in spiritual development circles for years, and we worked really a lot together and investigated things, and we made a pact between each other. Whoever passes over first, they'll come back to each other and share the process with them. And she passed away, and she came to me and on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real, and she was right there, and she said, I'm out of the body, and this is what it's like. And the course came out that day, and it's very similar to the course. So it's interesting how things work out. So we're going to take some phone calls.
We are. Are you ready for them?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, just a reminder, everyone, press star 6 if you have a question.
Star 6.
And James, we actually had a really good one on the Facebook page that's short. Craig is wondering if you can do the course to connect with pets on the other side the same way that you do humans.
Yes, very much so. There's no reason why you can't. In some cases, it might be easier because animals have unconditional love, so there's no judgment or criticism there with animals. They just are pure love. So they have personalities, of course, but yes, you can definitely connect with them. They'll be on the bench waiting a lot. Animals come through all the time. So, yep, very much so.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to a caller. Let's go to Roberta is the name that's coming up at 973-770.
Oh, that's awesome. I get to go first.
Hi, Roberta.
I didn't think I'd get on. Hi. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
Okay, my question is this. I'm enjoying the course. I enjoyed the day, and I did get some really interesting impressions, but I had this sense I wasn't sure I wasn't making it all up. And how do you know if you're making it all up because you just want to hear from them so badly?
So if you're making it all up, what's the worst thing that could happen there?
You still get wonderful insights in a wonderful day.
So that's the human brain getting in the way. So that's the human part of us because we're so not used to doing this. So, but you can feel the love. I mean, you can feel their energy. That's real. When you look at yourself, that's real. So that's something that is there. So that, you know, it's just a matter of conditioning your program, reprogramming yourself. So what I would suggest really is a meditation would be really, really good to learn to surrender. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, you're not really sure, just start working with that energy. And after you know it, you say, wow, now I know how to switch. It's like shifting the mind. And you'll know it's so real when you start shifting the mind to that surrendering. But you did it. You didn't have a hard time with it, did you?
No, I got to learn to get out of the way because...
The biggest thing, number one, is you got to get out of the way and surrender and go from the head to the heart. And you can do it again or you can do it through meditations as well. This is kind of easier because I guide you. I kind of take you by the hand and take you along. So, and you can do it again, too. You know, you can do it another full day or you can do it in parts if you want to. But the more you do it, the better you get at it because then you get the human out of the way. And then what you should do is always have a journal next to you because you'll get different insights each time.
Yeah, that makes sense. I really did get some very, very interesting impressions, and I know I was in the way. I know I was in the way because I was looking for something from a pact. So I was, you know, and I didn't find the thing from our pact.
But, and you know what you should, well, you're trying too hard, right?
I'm trying too
hard. So what you want to do is you want to be open-minded and try to see exactly just what happens. See what the spirit world has for you. Instead of you searching for something, you remember just before I said you're setting it up, you're trying to create something, you're trying to control it.
Right.
Don't try to control it. Let them bring it to you. They, like, you know, think of it this way. There's a great need in the spirit world. Think of someone that passed over, and they want to get you a message. They want to come to you. So we're going to switch it up and let them come to us instead of us going to them. So that's
like
really
that.
What this is about. So try it that way. Try it again and just don't have any idea who's on that bench. Just go there and don't ask for anybody. Go into the light and see who presents themselves to you.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Try it that way and see what happens.
Okay.
All right? Try it that way.
That's cool. Okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Good. Enjoy. Thanks, Roberta.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Annie. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to 330-618.
Okay.
Well, hi there.
Hi there. Who's this?
My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you doing?
Okay. I haven't quite picked a day that I'm going to spend with Spirit yet because my family will, quite honestly, they get in the way, so I have to choose my battles, so to speak. But I have a question. I've been reading about the Course, and I notice you're allowed to take a breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, you know, obviously I want to avoid things like alcohol and fried foods at these meals, but is there any suggestions that would for diet that would be conducive?
Well, before we go to diet, can I just back up with you, your family,
okay,
and yourself? Is that okay?
yeah.
Because it bothered me when you said family gets in the way and all that. So you'll have to pick a time that you have set aside for yourself. And maybe
right. They'll
know that, guess what, this is Christina's day. We can't bother her. She's doing some inner journey work, whatever you want to call it, and we can't bother her. So that's
right. Good,
right? Setting those boundaries?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I need to do that, and I know I need to do that because they can be negative and, you know,
So this is a good one because it leads out to other parts of life. So it's not just this work, this class, but other parts of life which are setting boundaries, knowing what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, giving too much, stop giving so much to receive love, and let them love you just for who you are. You don't have to try and be something you're not. Just to, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. Okay, just got to tell you that. So what you want to do with anything really is moderation. So whether it's a diet, whether it's a lifestyle, everything should be in moderation. So whether it's, you know, a glass of wine is very different than a whole bottle of wine. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I would do with this course, diet-wise, I wouldn't eat heavy during the day, but I wouldn't be starving myself either. But I certainly want to make sure that I'm comfortable, but I don't want to overindulge because I want to make sure I have plenty of energy for doing the work, for letting my head, that's kind of weird, but brain food, if you will, letting your head being able to go, your mind go. If you're too heavy, full of food, a lot of the energy is going to go to digesting the food. So you're going to be... Moderation and light food.
Right.
Okay? And caffeine, fine. A cup of coffee in the morning, that's okay with me. I'm okay with that. Don't be that strict with it. But definitely, though, you can't drink during the day. You know.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I just wondered if there was any foods that that you would, you know, besides the obvious, you'd want to stay away from.
From this course, no.
I would figure salmon would be a good thing for breakfast.
That's fine. That's good brain food. But it's a one-day course, so no, I'm not concerned about that for this.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to 908-899.
Okay, James Baudry. No. 908-899.
Oh, is that me, maybe? Linda?
I think so. Yeah, we don't have your name.
I wasn't sure. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your first name?
My question is about fear. I used to be able to bring spirits in, mostly relatives that recently died. But I'm afraid to do this exercise even. I feel like the energy changes in the room, and all of a sudden I feel spooked.
Why are you afraid?
And sometimes, too, when it's over, I feel drained of energy. mm-hmm. like very drained of energy. And I'm wondering, how do you get over being afraid of it?
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. It's almost like a surreal feeling to me. Like the temperature changes a little, you know, the hair goes up on the arms a little, and it just feels creepy all of a sudden. Even if it's something good. One time I had an experience where my husband's mother came through. We were at the cemetery, and I was sitting in the car. And that felt beautiful. That felt like just complete love. It even made me cry.
Good love. So you felt love.
Yeah, love was good.
Good. So let's use love.
I don't know. It's not like it's a bad, bad feeling. It's just that I'm scared of it, like that kid on the Sixth Sense, you know.
Yeah. So let's use love, okay?
Okay.
Let's use love instead of fear. You have nothing to be afraid of but yourself. There's nothing evil. There's nothing, no demons, no devils. So it might go back to your growing up, your programming. When you were a young girl, you probably grew up in a religious household of some kind.
Semi.
So the unknown, and it's also you don't like to let go of control. So you think that
That's a biggie, yeah, letting go of control. I feel like I'm going to lose control, I think.
I know that. I know. I'm telling you. I know that. So you have to learn to let go and that you do have control. Do not worry. You're always in control. You will never not be in control when you do the exercises. But sweetheart, you need to learn how to ground yourself. So there's some meditations in the school page about grounding. And you know what would be very good for you? The psychic course, the intuitive certification course. That would be really good for you because it teaches about running your energy. It's called running your energy. And it's grounding yourself and running your energy and empowering yourself, bringing that love energy all around you, the atmosphere all around you. And you are there with yourself, this pure loving being. You don't have to live in fear. Fear is false ego appearing real. So you don't have to live in the ego self. You don't live in the fear. False ego appearing real. Think of it this way, the radio dial. 88.6 is fear, negativity, other people's opinions. And 106.7 is love, compassion, peace, happiness, and joy. Which one do you want to live in?
Oh, of course, love.
Exactly.
Of course,
way
happiness.
Exactly right. So you have to do the work to do that, and that's part of that is learning, taking the responsibility to learn how to integrate the energy, running your energy, and grounding your energy. Okay.
Well, that'll probably also help with if they do come in and I'm okay with it.
Oh, honey,
feel drained sometimes afterwards.
You will not be drained if you're running your energy. You'll not be drained if you're running your energy properly. You won't be drained.
Okay.
So look for the certification course. That will help with that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, honey, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to 602-790. Hello, Daniel. Thanks for
hello
doing
there.
This.
How are you? Who is this?
Good. I'm Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
So I'm new at this. And
you're new
at this.
Okay.
Yeah, no I'm problem. Intrigued.
Good.
My mind goes 100 miles an hour, and I have a hard time just relaxing, you know, surrendering. You know, I've started to look at starting to meditate days. I mean, are there things that I can do that will help me to settle my mind? Because even, you know, walking through when
close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Right? Just close your eyes, okay? So as you close your eyes, I just want you to breathe. Just breathe. So inhale through your nose and hold it, and then exhale out of your mouth. And inhale. Just pay attention to the breath. Good. Nice, clean breath. And slowly exhale. And pay attention to your breath. Inhale. And exhale. And that's it. Now open your eyes. So right there, you just meditated for about 10 seconds. Okay? That's it.
Okay.
So if you want to just concentrate or really connect with just the breath, and that'll give you focus to use just the breath, that's fine. So you'll use it. Always come back to the breath. And it's very, very normal, Stephanie, for us when we first start meditating. It's just focused awareness. So you will have that mind chatter. The mind chatter, oh, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Oh, you know, what's that noise outside? Oh, what am I having for dinner tonight? You know, all the little things come into the mind. That's normal.
Right.
That's normal. But as long as we don't put any extra charge to that thought. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to have a dinner tonight. Oh, you know, I'm so worried about thinking about this. I'm so worried. And you build that up.
Yeah.
Then you get off course. So if you start this with the process with, you know what, I'm going to have the mind chatter, that's fine. So let's say it's like the analogy, you're in a rowboat. You're in a boat, in the, a little boat in the lake, and you're lying down the boat, and little ripples come in, and whoa, the boat hobbles a little bit. But you realize, oh, it's just waves. It's just waves. So just ride out the wave. Same thing with these little mind chatter. Okay, it's going to come into me. I'm going to experience it. That's fine. So I see it, and then you'll just let it go by realizing you're going to have it. It doesn't mean anything. You see it, you observe it, let it go. Always coming back to the breath. Always coming back to the breath. And that's all you have to do is come back to the breath, realizing the mind chatter will be there, but you don't put any charge on it. How's that?
Okay. That sounds good. And
I have
the other thing
I have some free meditations also on my site, on the JVP School. Try some free meditations.
Okay.
And just, you know, do them like once a night, you know, like every other night or something. Just so you get the rhythm of surrendering and dealing with that mind chatter. Because the mind chatter is a big deal for this meditation. It's very normal, honey. Me, at 35 years of doing this, I still get mind chatter, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's very normal.
Okay.
And it's like everything in life. The more you look at something, the more it expands. The more you think of something, the more it expands. The more you give attention to it, the more it expands. So that's really what it is. We don't want to give attention to it. We just want to observe it, and then we just let it go.
Uh-huh.
All right?
So
try that, Stephanie.
The other thing I was going to say is when you describe things, like you see whether it's colors or the mountains or whatever it is, I have a hard time visualizing things.
Okay, good.
I see a lot of, like, colors.
That's fine. Okay, that's so fine. So, and that's true with everybody. So some people are more visual, some people are more auditory, some people are more feeling emotionally. So whatever works for your imagination. So I know you have a good imagination. So you could always go back to a time when you had an experience with a mountain, maybe you saw a mountain in a view of an airplane, or you did a hike in a mountain, or you know what a color of a leaf is. Just imagine trees in your mind. Whatever your life reference experiences are, you can use them. So don't beat yourself up. Oh, God, I can't see that mountain. I can't see the colors.
Yeah.
That's just references for you. So don't be locked into that. You might just find you're like a butterfly flying off and experiencing other things. What I'm doing with the course is I'm just giving you basic ways to go. Like I'm walking you down the road, but you can go further down that road. I'm just giving you kind of a stable point to always come back to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm not really, I'm guiding you, but I want you to do your own thing.
Got it.
Is that
okay.
Good?
Well, thank you so much. Yep.
All right. Thanks,
I appreciate
Stephanie.
It, and I think you're awesome. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate that, Stephanie. Back at you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to 310-383.
Hey, before we continue on, Emily, just everyone that's listening on the phone call here.
Hello.
Hello. One second. I think it's really, really good for everyone that's listening that the questions people ask, even though you personally are not able to ask a question because there's so many people, but every single question has value, so try to, you know, get the value of all the questions and the answers. Okay, continue on. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, James. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hello.
I took your other course, the 28-day transformation course, which was really great.
Yes.
And so I felt like I was able to move a lot of, what I call negative feelings about certain people that have passed on in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've continued to work with this. So if I'm still feeling kind of uncertain about certain family members who've passed on, will they still, I don't know, come talk to me when
they will. So that's
when I'm
you
doing
getting,
this.
That's you in the, you, so you in the way. Okay, that's you in the way. You're trying to, you know, you're thinking of the old them, not the new them. So you're thinking of old ways they were. And it's very normal, very natural for people to do that. It's also very natural for people to think of a loved one who passed over and thinking of the way that they passed. They get caught up in the whole last day of their life. So the person could have lived 55 years, and the person gets just caught up in the last 24 hours of their life, forgetting all about the 54 and a half years that that person lived. They get so caught up in their mind about that last moment of life. So it's very human of us. So what I would like for you to do, Erica, a good exercise for you, is you should get out, look at, you know, a journal on your own, a spiritual journal, let's call it, a blank journal, and then just write the name of your loved one and the relationship. And you know what? Let's just, I don't know, is it a mother or an aunt or something like that? Yeah? Who is it that passed over that you're thinking of?
My stepfather.
Okay, so let's say stepfather.
Stepfather, yeah.
Okay, so let's say a stepfather. So let's say you write his name down, and underneath you put stepfather. Now, you realize that spirit is much bigger than we think they are, and that we've had many, many lifetimes. This is one lifetime of many. And he took the role as your stepfather in this lifetime because there was some, whether it's karmic obligation, a soul connection that you had, a group soul karmic obligation, if you will. So I want you to sit down with that journal, and I want you to start writing and just clearing your mind, whether it's a few deep breaths with meditation, that's fine. And as you have his name there, I want you to write down, let him speak to you, and let him speak to you. Let him share with you what he is doing now in the spirit world. See him in the light of himself, not in the old part of himself, not in the old, you know, way you knew him on the earth, but now how he lives in the light. There's something much greater of his soul in the light. He's much more than the personality that you know in the lifetime. Do you understand? So I kind of want you to work with just writing down, let him come to you in the greater good, the greatest part of himself, greater aspects of his soul, and start writing things down. Let him teach you and show you various greater aspects of his soul. And you might pick up something, I don't want to feed you this, but you might pick up things about an awareness that you might have. So things that he did in a lifetime, you might now fully understand, oh, he behaved like that because of X, Y, and Z in his childhood or something happened to him. So there might be a greater understanding and a greater awareness of ways he lived on this earth. So what you want to do is make sure you sit down, write down the greatest aspects of himself, of his soul to you. And start with that and see how your mind changes and opens up. Okay?
Okay.
So try
thank
that, Erica.
You.
Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Let's go to 315-237.
Hi, James.
Hi, who's this?
This is Debbie Marie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
I purchased the course, and I'm setting my day aside. I guess my question is...
Did you do the course, the day?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, Debbie, what am I going to do to make you do it?
Well, no, I just recently had surgery, so I want...
Okay,
I want
so when the right time is right, it'll be right for you. That's fine.
Yeah, when it's right, I'm going to take the course.
Good.
My question is, how do I become more open and not expecting who I want to be there, just accepting whoever shows up?
Yeah, well, it's just a change of your mind. So it's switching the mind. And you can do that with just, you know, I try to do it in this one-day course, but you can do it also through a little meditation, imagination, that's fine. And, you know, quieting the mind and putting yourself in a room and just... Don't have any expectations because, you know, your loved one will be there anyway. But let's see first who else shows up, okay, because there's a great need. So you might put yourself in your imagination in a big room with a big picture window and just invite in with your thoughts, just invite in someone, whoever it is, who has a great message for you, who wants to share this great need they have with you and really want to open your mind up to look at things differently. Okay? And see who comes into the window. And then have a conversation. Invite them to come in, sit in a chair in front of you, and have a conversation with them, maybe about their world, what they're doing over there, you know, why they had to come back to Earth, what your relationship is on a soul level. So try that one. It's called a room with a view. Okay? So try that over and over again to see who comes in each time. So you can start with that.
Okay.
All right?
So each time it could be different.
It could be a guide, it could be a relative, it could be a friend, it could be an animal, it could be someone different, but there's a soul connection, and there's a need that they want to bring to you. So whether they feel there's a need that they want to, that you have, that they want to help you with, don't let the human get in the way, okay? It's a soul-to-soul connection. So the human part of us is judgmental. The human part of us is limitations. It's rational. You want to just put that aside and almost let your soul, that beautiful light that I talked about at the beginning, so let that light just be connected with whoever light comes in, soul to soul. There's a higher aspect of your being, and there's a higher aspect of others' beings that want to come in and see you. So it's just a matter of letting that be, surrendering yourself, and not having to be in so control of it. Just let them be in control.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
you
honey.
So
good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to 843-333.
Hi, James.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Got a question. As far as when your people come in to talk to you, do they do it how they want to correspond with you, or do they do it how you can pick up easier?
Well, it could be a combination thereof. So as just talking to Debbie before you, it's a matter of stepping out of the way and surrendering. And the more you can surrender, the easier it'll be for them to come in any way they choose. But what you're doing is you're giving them the guidelines how to come into you. So it's that marble bench, whether it's that room with a view. You're setting up the space for them to come in. I really do that for you, the human. So, because the human needs to have some kind of a scene to set, to fill up for the human part of us that has to fill that up. See, we have to set up the scene, if you will. And it's easier for the humans then to conceive it. As a medium myself, I can just, 1, 2, 3, I'm connected with spirit. It's a shift of my mind, and they come in. I'm never aware who's going to come in, how they're going to come in. They might come with color. They might come in with an expression. They might come with a name. So I'm just giving the space to them, the atmosphere to them, to come in the way they choose and the way they want to. The way the course is set up is they have a place, as you know, the bench, and it's a garden where they can come to you. And that's safer for a lot of us. A lot of humans need a safe place or a groundwork, I call it, where they can come and meet them. So, and they might come any way they want. So first try it my way and then try it your own way.
And normally they come in weird places, and I normally hear them more than see them.
Well, then
Diane,
this is a great way for you to learn to discipline. Great way to be disciplined, and let them come in a different way to you. Let them come in this way, something foreign to you. You're going to stretch your mind, a whole different way of perception. Yeah? So they're going to stretch in your mind a different way. And when you open up your mind a different way to do something, you're opening up all possibilities then. You see? So you're not limiting them. You're opening up that space.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a creature of habit, so I guess I
know you are. You're a control freak. I get it. I get it. Got to push off the ledge. Come on. Let's go jump in.
Exactly.
Have fun. Have joy with it too, Diane.
Oh, I always have, you know, and
good.
I guess that
try something new.
But yeah, that sounds great. I'll try something new.
Okay, honey. Thanks, sweetheart.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, James, there was a good question on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Someone wanted to know about connecting with people who have been passed for a long time or who have been reincarnated. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, great. And that's a common question. It's a common question, and it's a very interesting question that most people ask, believe it or not. So the concept of reincarnation is that the soul comes back to another body. Now, how I can explain this to everybody is that we're living right now in several levels of being. Okay, and I often say the sun is a great analogy. The sun is like the soul. You have all these different rays of sunlight. So a ray of that sunlight can be in Russia, can be in Hawaii, can be in the United States. It's the same sun, but it's in different places, but it's still the same sun. It's just different rays of that sun. Same thing with the soul. So right now, us as a soul being can live in several places at once right now. Okay, and we can live several lives at once right now. And that might sound very, very strange, because the reason why it sounds strange is we're so limited to our three-dimensional perspective, our human perspective, and we're used to linear time. And that's only a principle of this three-dimensional world. A soul is outside of linear time. So what most people should understand is that personality, soul personality that you know on this earth, will be over there waiting for your soul personality, because those personalities have to meet up again because they make a certain cluster, a certain soul group, and they have to connect here on the earth and they have to be up in the spirit world. So they won't reincarnate until they are with you and have that cluster again. I don't know how we can describe it. And then so you can, that will not happen, the reincarnation. The personality you know, they will be with you. As far as getting people from many, many years ago passed over, well, there is no death. So it's just a matter of opening yourself up to whatever comes through. If you're trying really, really hard, trying to get one particular person, that might not happen because you're trying too hard. So just be open. People are not dead, so 40, 50, 60. I brought people back from the 1800s. Anything's possible. There's no time in spirit. Okay?
Okay. Let's go to 858-775.
Okay. 858, that sounds like since San Diego.
It is.
Hi, James.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Are you in San Diego?
I am.
Oh, wow. Great neighbor. Where do you live in San Diego?
Poway.
Oh, Poway. Great. Not too far away.
Yep, over by Rancho Bernardo.
That's where we'll be August the 6th.
Yep.
August the 6th, I'm doing a big meditation retreat with David G. And it's a meditation retreat for... Yeah, okay. So anyone else listening, if you want to come to a great retreat, meditation retreat, August the 6th at Rancho Bernardo. It's on my website. Okay. Thanks, Joanne. How can I help you?
You're welcome. Well, I was... All the information you're giving out is so invaluable. It's like every... I have had questions about everything you've said so far.
Right.
And
right.
When you're telling people, like the get out of your head part, that is so important to me because it's like you said, when you go into it thinking, oh, I want this person, I want this person, I want this person, that's like you said, that'll set up a block and you'll never get that person.
Right. You're setting yourself up with an expectation which is unrealistic. So, and that's true in life, too. That's very, very true in our lives every day, Joanne, that we do that. We set up these unrealistic expectations, and we get upset when they're not realized. So this is the same sort of thing. You have to be in the heart, not in the head. Now, something, Joanne, I just remembered that somebody asked about grounding. A good way that you can ground, people can ground when they're in the head, is to tap yourself, tap the legs. Tap the legs and get back into the body because you're too much in the head. So tapping works really, really well, in the lap, the knees, and that way you get right back into the body, not in your head, because then all the energy is not in the head area. So that's a good one. Okay, go on.
That's good. And it's like one of your callers was saying that, she has fear and that. I know that when I was little, I didn't have a religious family, but I used to see scary things that now I know, it could have been people who passed and I saw them as they passed, whatever. But, now it doesn't scare me. As the more I get into, research and learning from metaphysical teachers like yourself, I that's relaxed a lot and I'm not as afraid as I was. But
yeah,
it's like the more I try and let go of things, because I'm surrounded by a lot of negativity in my life.
Right.
And I'm like a sponge. I soak it up, and then everything's like ruined.
Mm.
And I'm trying really hard to get out of that, and the more I try, beautiful things start to happen. Like somebody I lost years ago who I loved, was my soulmate. One of my soulmates, he came to me the other night in a visitation dream,
mm-hmm.
and it was just magical. It was just intense.
It's just a matter of surrendering, just surrendering. And what you said, I wanted to say, Joanne, that, that famous phrase, fear of the unknown. It's all about fear of the unknown. And knowledge is power. So the more you're aware, the more knowledge you have about the subject, the more experiences you have, the more you'll be less afraid or not in fear. So knowledge is power. And with people, negativity and things, surrendering and honoring who you are, that loving being that you are, and not letting yourself be less than. Not letting yourself be less than. And people in your life who are around you, they should be empowering you, not disabling you. And there's a great rule I want you to write down, Joanne, and everyone else listening. People in your life should be empowering you, not disabling you. And you do not have to be like the doormat where people rub their shoes on you to get into the door. Nope, not going to happen. They need to build you up, and you need to have a relationship where you're honoring each other. Not taking advantage of, and don't seek someone else just to get their love. Just be who you are, right? When we are just who we are, and we're just these loving beings, then we let the universe believe it or not, when you come from love, love is the purest energy there is. And life is about flowing. The energy has to flow, flow, flow. So we get in the way of whether it's fear, whether it's trying to control our situation or control other people's situations in our lives. We put up blocks, and the flow can't happen, you see? So that's really what it's about. So whatever situation in your life, it's got to be of love. If it's not of love, bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, and I feel like I have so much to give, and not only that, I feel I want to help people, and not like in the way you do, you know. Like,
so you can help
really
people more by being loving yourself, and then you can be that wonderful instrument and show people, demonstrate to people about love just by being yourself. That will teach them more than anything else. That'll teach them, oh, wow, I like this girl because she's a loving person. She has a lot to offer, just who she is. And that will help you. That will help them more than things you'd ever know.
Yeah.
So try that out. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, neighbor. Thanks, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to, how about Ralph at 540846.
540, is that Sacramento? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
This is Becky. How are you?
Hi, Becky. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. I was way off. I put you on the other side of the country. Hi, Becky. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Well, I just had something interesting happen in the middle of the a visit with Spirit.
Good.
It was like I was doing great the first two things, and then halfway through the second one, actually the third one, the midday.
The one visiting the realms, going to the different spheres in the realms, and seeing the council?
No, that was the one afterwards. This is the one where you have the visitation on the bench.
Oh, yeah, going to the bench. Sitting there in the marble, the marble bench. Who was there for you?
Well, my son.
Your son. Okay,
but,
great.
But then he cut me off, but on the on the physical realm, he answered the questions at the end of the meditation, because I realized that when I went back through it.
Okay, let me help you one second, Becky, one second. So when you saw your son on the bench, what did he look like?
Translucent.
Great. I love that. Translucent. And did he seem like you knew him from this one lifetime or many lifetimes?
Oh, many lifetimes.
Many. Great. And what was the feeling that you had when you saw him on that bench? What feeling did you have emotionally?
Just being joined back with him again.
Okay. So reunited. Okay.
Yes.
Did you feel a sense of love?
Yes.
So love, connection, feeling like one again?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, good. So do you think in this lifetime, was he a teacher to you, or you taught each other, or what do you think? And what lessons, if he was a teacher, what lessons do you think he taught you in this lifetime?
I don't know. I think we probably taught each other.
You taught each other. Okay. What did you teach each other?
Wow, that's a whole conversation. I don't.
There you go.
There
you go. So, but that's okay. So you can write on your own, make a little list in a pad or a journal, and
okay.
Just write down what he taught you, what you taught him, and what I wanted to connect to with. You know, and I agree. Is sometimes we go back to the human part of us, and we close down. All right, it's so new. But the most important thing is I want you to connect with the feeling that you had with him when you saw his translucent self on that bench. That feeling of connection, that feeling of love.
Okay.
That's the feeling that you want to go in with. So try that
okay.
next time
so
with that.
That's my block.
Yeah, you're getting the human. Just feel the love. It's heart to heart. It's heart to heart. That's what you want to feel.
I know, unfortunately, but I am human.
No, you're not. Only temporarily. Only temporarily.
That's true. That's true.
But that's great, having a son, and this, you know, and that's great. Go back into what lessons he taught you, he taught him, and then be the natural detective. Go and try to find out what happened in the lifetime. Interview him. Say, why did you come back in this lifetime? You know, what are you doing on the side? Just try to be a very nosy mommy and find out what's going on over there. So living more of his life than you are living here, let yourself experience what he's going through on the other side.
Okay, instead of the questions I want to ask about here, right?
Yeah, first feel very comfortable with what he's doing over there, becoming part of his life, awareness of what it feels like with him on the other side. That's what you want to get first. Then after you've established that, then you can go into what does he think about stuff going on down here? What about situations here? That's fine. But I first want you to kind of establish a link with him, what it feels like in the spirit realm.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you,
sweetheart.
Excellent.
You're very welcome.
Excellent.
Thanks, Becky.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see. Let's go to
651-733. Okay. Hello?
Oh, hello, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Can you hear me? Okay, great. Sorry, I had my phone on mute.
That's okay, Sherry.
Thank you, everyone, and yeah, fabulous questions and comments, and they directly apply, so it's really amazing how that does work. Indeed.
It does work, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm taking notes as we go.
Thank you, me too.
For your fantastic questions. So mine is, as people talk about it, yes, absolutely get out of your head. Everything that's being said is perfect. I have a question, though. When I start to connect, I get a lot of impressions and thoughts and images immediately, but then in a very short period of time, it slows down or stops.
Okay.
And I wonder what I am doing to make that stop.
I don't think you're doing anything. So what kind of impressions do you get?
I usually get a feeling of how someone feels. I'll get an impression of a person or the male, female, who it is, how they're. What they want to show me, what they're like or their
Let me help you with this. This will help you a lot. Okay, Sherry, this will help you a lot. So if you go into first, you get the impression of a feeling of a person. So I'm giving you the feeling. So you're talking about the workshop itself, or the course you're talking about, or general mediumship?
Well, things I've done with you, I have not been able to take this course yet because I just signed up for it.
Okay,
but
let me tell you a good way of doing
mediumship
it,
mediumship and in general, yes.
Okay, so mediumship, so like the certification course that I have, I teach this also. When you go and you delve in, if you get a personality trait or you get a feeling of an emotion of a person, what emotion do you get, okay? And then you're going to go behind that emotion, say, they're funny. Okay, why are they funny? Why is this person, this soul, funny? What makes them funny? So there's going to be the natural detective. So your job is to go and investigate that one impression that you're getting, that one emotion that you're getting, and don't just jump off it. That is significant. So whatever you receive regarding an emotion, regarding one impression, so you might see a gentleman with a hat on and a big nose. Why is that? Why am I getting all that shit? Nothing. Yes, delve into what does the hat mean? Why are you impressing me with this hat? And what about this nose thing? So we ask and we go further. And then we find out as we're delving into this that he worked in a hat factory. And that is, his friends called him Nosy because he had a big nose. That's significant. So anything they're going to give you, the humans, we really have to realize that we're not making a lot of stuff. It's impressionable. It's impressions the spirit is sending us. I believe there are no accidents. I really don't. I think when the human gets in the way, it can screw things up. But when spirit gives us impressions, there's a reason why. And we got to go delve underneath the initial impression or feeling. So try doing that, Sherry. I think that will help you.
Okay, when you delve into the impression or you ask, okay, what does that mean? And then you just wait for whatever comes next, right?
Yeah,
and
just
then
suggest,
keep going.
It's almost like you're riding a boat in the ocean. You're riding a motorboat and just going faster and faster and seeing the wind coming on your face. What does that mean? What is that feeling? And don't just get impressions. Don't try to get the answer to this question is just a subtle whisper, subtle feelings. It comes in very subtly. So try working with the subtle energy.
Thank you. And it was a perfect point about I do get the impression and go on to the next thing. So thank you for the delving in. I wrote the word delve before you even said it. So
there you go. You're the natural detective. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank
bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see. Let's go to 609-553.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, yes, who is this?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. Oh, my God, I just love you.
Oh, thank you, Maria.
I love you.
I love you, too, Maria.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you, Maria? Where are you in the world?
I am in South Florida, right outside of Miami.
Okay. I will be there next year.
Thank God. I was like, when is he going to
be here? I know,
it's been
a while.
My question, I haven't...
Your mother's passed over, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's standing right next to you. She's on your left-hand side. You must have a ring that she had. And she's talking about jewelry. So she's talking about that. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm standing right by her jewelry boxes.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. I just pick her up, and she wants me to talk about the jewelry. She loves to talk. She loves to chat. She loves to... She gets in people's business sometimes, and she likes to, you know, gossip a little bit. You understand that? And I don't know if she was in New York or lived in New York or want to go up there, but I have connections. And I just want to, I feel also there must have been someone who lived in an apartment building looking out the window.
Oh, my God.
Makes sense, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a memory that she gives me, she's impressing me with. And that's just because I'm open, you're open, you're not trying so hard, and because of that, I was able to just pick her up easily, right, with you. And because you're expansive, Maria, you know, the biggest problem is, darling, you don't treat yourself as you should. You know, I wish you would just love yourself more, who you are. You shouldn't be smoking, doing that sort of stuff, you know. Well, you should, and make sure the people are, and who's B, Beatrice or B? Anyone with that name?
I had a boyfriend that passed over. His name, we used to call him Stevie B.
Oh, BBB. Well, your mother must have known him because she's...
No, Stevie B.
Oh, Stevie B. Your mother knew him, yeah?
No.
Oh, well, she knows him now because they're together. It's the B connection. Okay, sorry. What is your question?
I have tears rolling down my face. I was crying the minute I heard your voice.
Oh,
When we started the chat, and I haven't even done the course yet.
Oh, okay. Well, good talking to you, though.
but I've been, when I saw you on Facebook a few weeks ago, that's the first time I ever heard of you.
Okay.
And I was just scrolling by accident, and wow. I said, what is that? And then I just started, and then I just immediately had this connection with you. And as I'm laying, I just redid my room, and I have a lot of my mom's stuff around me, and just
obviously.
So many.
What do you have in plastic? But you still have something in the closet, which has a plastic dry cleaner thing on a bag, right?
Of hers.
I'm not sure if hers or yours, but there's like the plastic you get and dry cleaning. Something was from the dry cleaner, and the plastic is still on it, and it's in the closet.
I have so much stuff, I don't know.
Okay. Then, do you have a closet with a mirrored doorway or a door on it?
Not in this place. I just moved from a place like that, but
okay.
I do have my bedroom
now,
is all mirrors.
If you go into a closet... She says to me, something has the plastic, the dry cleaning plastic on the hanger. And she's talking to me about that. And it's a top of some kind, and she likes it. And I know, I'm sorry, this is what she's just giving in my head.
It's See, my mom, fault.
She's pushy.
She is. And that's my mom, too. She won't stop.
Yeah. So one more thing, and then I'll move on, Maria. But one more thing is, I don't know if you had to get a new bed, recently, or there's a bed that the bed is bothering your back, or there's something with a spring, or there's something bothering the back with the bed. Yeah, it makes sense,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Right.
Because she said to you, stop with the old bed, get a brand new bed, because it's either the spring is coming up or there's something poking your back, and it's not comfortable.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, and we just bought a king-size bed, and I said to my boyfriend, I hate this bed. I want my old bed.
Your mother doesn't like it either. Just let me tell you, your mother, the boyfriend, they're all together. She said there's something not right with the support for the back and the bed.
Oh, my God, that is too funny.
So there you go. I'll leave you with that, Maria. I look forward to meeting you and take the course one day.
No, I am, but can I just ask you one quick question?
Sure.
Is it possible for more than one to come
yes.
to you? Because as I was meditating,
yes,
there was so many people, and when you asked for that light,
yes,
I actually got that illuminating light.
Yes.
But then once I... First, I felt my mom, and then I heard my dad, and then I was hearing everybody. I didn't even hear my dog.
Well, you know what? That's the complete 100%. But what you got to do is when you get the impression of one person, you got to one person. You got to be in control of it. Say one person at a time, and just let them come closer to you and talk to you, and then the next person, and then the next person. So you got to be a kind of control. And your family, especially, who loves to talk and talk and get on top of each other with talking. I mean, geez, it's a tough one with your family.
It's Italian Russian.
Oh,
what do you
Italian,
want from my
oh,
life?
There you go. Oh my goodness. So it's going to be a good lesson in discipline to just slow them down and talk to one at a time. And they'll do that if you just, you know, say, listen, I'd love to talk to all of you, so slow down one at a time. And there's someone in the spirit world by the name of Victoria who wants to say hello to you. And I don't know who that is or if you recognize that name, but I heard Victoria. So Vicky or something, or Victoria.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right, so I'll leave you with
so
that,
much.
Maria. Thank you, honey.
I love you both.
Love
Thank you.
Love
I can't
you.
Wait to meet you.
I look forward to meeting you, too. Okay.
All right,
bye, honey.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, James, should we do a few more?
Oh, sure, if you're up for it. I mean, that was a good one to close with.
It was.
With a bad
we are
bed.
Past time. We are past time, so it's totally up to you.
What about one more?
Okay, let's do one more. Let's look for the lucky person. Let's go to 503-927, and the name that's coming is Fawn.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, James.
Hi, what's your name?
Fawn.
F-A-W-N?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. I love that. How are you, Fawn?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon. What part of Oregon?
Hillsboro.
Okay. Hillsboro, beautiful countryside.
It is. It's gorgeous out here.
Good.
I just wanted to say, I don't have a question pertaining to the course.
Okay.
I just kind of wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Fawn. You're very, very welcome. Did you do the course yet? Have you tried it yet?
I did.
Oh, good. Good. So you can do it over and over again, and have different experiences each time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fawn. Are you on my Facebook page? You're on the Facebook?
I am on your Facebook page.
Okay.
I usually listen to your radio show and have been trying to reach out and get a reading from there.
Yep.
One thing that I took away from this course is to trust myself.
Yeah.
Because I've actually been visiting with them.
Yes. Very good. Exactly right. It's, you know, because we are souls. We are just souls incarnated in the human body, but they are souls discarnate.
Yes.
The only difference is skin. That's all it is.
Yes.
The love is the same. It's mind-to-mind communication. So soul is the mind. Mind is the soul. So they can come to us in the mind, and we can talk to them in the mind. It's really telepathic connection. So
yes.
It's really true. You can do it. And you're very good, you're very mediumistic, and not sure you necessarily want to do that professionally, but you're definitely receptive to the spiritual vibrations and spiritual energy, if I can say it that way. So good on you, Fawn. And you're pretty clean.
Thank you.
You're very clean,
yep.
By the way, and I like that. You're pure and you're clean. Now, when I say clean, I mean your mind is clean. Your mind is open enough that you're able to receive spirit. You're not cluttering the mind with attention, things you need, control, having to do this, having to do that. You're open-minded, and the best way for spirit communication is being open-minded. So
yep.
I'm shouting out to you too.
Thank you.
Right.
I'll be going to some more of your courses on there. Thank
oh,
you.
Great, sweetheart. And then also Hay House on Tuesdays, you know, my I have a radio show, you can call in there. And if not on UBN on Thursday nights, I have another radio show. And if not, always I can answer questions on the Facebook page. All right?
Yeah. I've been able to get through on the
what did you say, EBN, the 3091?
UBN.
UBN. It lets me on, but then all of a sudden I'll hear hold music and then it'll kick me off. But I think
we have 800,000 people call. It's kind of wild.
Yep.
But we'll just put it out to the universe, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Fawn. Blessings.
Best love to you. Blessings
love
to you.
Love you,
as well.
Too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
Wow. Well, everybody, thank you very, very much for joining us tonight and continue your courses. And Emily, we're coming out with another one soon, aren't we?
We are. We have a few in the works.
Yeah, few in the works.
In fact, I just sent you an email. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
let me go working on it right now.
Yes, and then we
and everybody, if you haven't gone to the other courses, I would recommend definitely the certification courses, the psychic one or the mediumship. But definitely the psychic one is very good for everybody across the board because it helps you learn how to trust your feelings and going with the gut. And it's a very thorough course. So the certification courses are really the best, I think. And there's some free meditations also on the school page too, right, Emily?
Yeah, and I was actually going to mention the certifications too. And just so everyone knows, James does regular conference calls for the certification students, and we actually have one coming up next month. So if you sign up now, you can start the video course. Those are videos, and they're very intensive. They're 8 weeks long.
Very intensive.
And,
I mean, really
yeah.
intensive. This one-day course is nothing compared to the eight-week courses. So.
Not at all.
I know that because it took me forever to do it, and it was like, wow, I was shaking after every single one I did.
No, that
it
was
intense,
like
as you know. Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Emily.
Bye, James.
Okay, good night.